Hot Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 736, Nightmare Fluid, recorded live on May 28th, 2020. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I'm Godzilla T.
And I'm DJ Blue PDX. I'm here just for you and your enjoyment. Welcome to the Podtacular podcast.
Thank you for the warm welcomes.
I'm not really sure where that voice came from, and I'm really sorry.
We don't know where half of the voices that you come up with come from. We just roll with it.
This, just we do.
All right. On the show.
Sorry.
That's just what we do now. There's no rhyme or reason. We just do it and we look past it.
For example, I ordered extension cords for my new VR system that Chad got me, an Oculus. And you know what came with it? Flanged threaded rings. I have one like this, and then I have one with a flange on it. Neither of them attach whatsoever to this device in any way, shape, or form. They're both screw threads, almost like somebody yanked it out of an air bed. And I have no idea what in God's name I'm supposed to do with these things. So now they sit on my desk and they make a smiley face with the other thing. It's like a cap with a hoop on it that was also in said bag. I feel like there is a potential issue of intoxication by the packagers, but I'm not really sure that I should bring that up because I got three extra parts that may respond to something that I use later on in life.
You never know. They may save your life.
And the reason I bring this up is because guess what they are? Circles. Do you know what else is a circle? A halo ring. And I have two.
Are you going to paint the outsides to be halo rings?
I feel like I should. Really? I know it was a stretch. Archangel's over here like, what the heck am I watching?
I was trying to go with it. I was trying to roll with the punches.
All right.
On the podcast tonight, we have some Halo updates. We've got a lot of community updates, including our fan mods discussion, plus a couple of tweet things that we put out in the week for discussion. We have our armor ability community poll that we put out. Surprising, not a lot of responses, or not as many as we had in the past. And I'm introducing a new segment because Ace every once in a while pops onto social media and posts some things, and the tweet he posted this week got a lot of traction.
Which Ace? Ace be silent?
The tweet was, what is the most powerful non-ship-based planet killer weapon in the Halo universe? Wrong answers only.
Oh, I was to say opinions.
Well?
Opinions are real planet killers. Just saying.
Wrong answers only, huh?
Wrong answers only, my hairline. Hold on. And we're talking about Ace, like, as in the competitive Halo player?
No. Ace of Spades, our social media manager of sorts.
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
That's what I said. Ace of Spades. TH? H of Spades, TH?
No, Ace of Spades.
Just Spades.
It might be Ace of Spades card on Twitter.
Aw.
Anyways, people should know him. Ace of Spades card. Yeah. On Twitter. He posted it on the Podtacular account, so the tweet's actually on Podtacular. But we got over 50 responses, so we'll highlight some of the more interesting ones on the show. And we might make it into a weekly thing, so we'll have two kind of social media topics to talk about from the Podtacular site. And yes, Rage, thank you. This is someone very kind and thoughtful got it for me.
Hello.
Hello.
I ain't getting one. But I wouldn't there.
So. What?
I can't imagine who that was. The mystery.
The mystery of the shirt.
There's a video on my YouTube channel that might reveal who gave it to me.
Oh, that would be cool. Also, Rage Murder, check Twitter.
Oh, jeez.
Techno! Hello! Welcome, Techno, hey, all the way from Techno. Australia.
Hey, Techno. Whoa! Thanks for following over on Mixa. All right, let's go ahead and jump into our community update on the Podtacular side, starting with our Fraggin' Friday recap. GT?
Yeah, how'd it go?
How we do?
We played games. We had fun.
Yes.
Night Did you have the fun with or without condiments?
Oh, no. We played MCC this week. We kind of had a the last couple of weeks, we've actually had ties. So this week, it came to host choice, so I picked MCC over Halo 5. We spent the night in Big Team. Had a lot of fun. We ended up the night with a little bit of Rochambeau. And somebody got a large amount of explosive weapons.
I may have gone on another rampage.
Did you beat the living daylights out of Frizzled again?
No, actually, Frizzled was on his team this time, so...
Thank God!
But he may have betrayed him once. I'm not sure.
It's possible.
Story of my life, title of my professional
Halo
career.
There were a lot of explosions.
I don't know what that laugh was. I'm sorry.
I think I managed to get, in at least half of the Rochambeau rounds, explosive start weapons.
Yeah. I think he got, like, 12 rocket launchers during the game.
Good God!
Yeah.
Although I did introduce him to a hammer one round.
Hey!
That good you man. Did. That you did. Well, cool.
It felt good.
Real Spartans don't need bullets. Need hammer. Large hammer. Sickle. There we go.
An energy sword for the elites. Slice, like slice. Swishy stab.
Swishy stab.
Eric Abu!
Hey, Eric Abu.
Hey, Eric Abu.
Swish, swish, step, stab.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And then there was no Achieving Halo this week because this weekend here in the States, we had Memorial Day, and I was out celebrating with friends since the stay-at-home has laxed a little bit, and we are able to go see people up to 10 people max, which we did observe, and properly social distance for those who were wanting to, what?
How did you find 10 people named Max? That's like a lot of Maxwells or Maximilians or just Maximus.
And you want to know the best part
of
that?
People still name their
Dust
children
didn't
Maximus?
See it coming.
No.
I know.
No, I didn't.
Godzilla T, you knew, GT knew exactly where I was going to.
I saw the expression on DJ's face and I'm like, no, no, yep, he's going.
Up and away, Junior Birdman. Anyways.
And away he goes again.
There's going to be one episode where I'm intentionally just going to be on the sidelines and just hear you guys do the show on your own and see how many references I don't get.
What's really going to be sad is if there is ever a day where the both of you are sick and I have to do this on my own, it's going to get real off the wall real fast.
Usually, if we don't have, if there's only one person available, we usually postpone it or cancel it. So hopefully, unless you really want to do a solo episode.
I'll do three voices and three people and have a good conversation with myself. We can be very convincing with all the voices in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. A lot of fun.
Yes, there are plenty of voices in his head. I believe that.
And we've seen only a handful of them on the show so far. And even more so on his stream. If you go ahead and over to Mixer and watch him every day, you will see a plethora of personalities and question why he isn't in the same asylum sometimes.
Yes. Yes. Call it a mental health institution.
They let him out to do their do his shows.
Exactly. Totally. It's awesome. Anyways.
So much awesome. On.
So, okay. No Achieving Halo. Website posts.
Yes, we have a few of those for this week. First one up is our Machinima Monday. This time we featured Playtime from Cruel Legacy. Yeah. So as we started doing the Machinima Monday series, we hadn't showcased Playtime, and it's Cruel Legacy was a good friend of the show while he was still kind of in the Halo side of things from the community, and it's a very good Machinima piece. There's four seasons. Yeah. There's about 26, 27 episodes, I think, in total. And overall, it's a really good one. So head on over and check it out on the website, podtackler.com. And then for our streamer showcase, this might be considered a little bit of a cop-out, but we had DJ Blue PDX.
Oh, whose f***ing idea was that?
Who is this DJ you keep talking about?
Thank you. Actually, honestly, it was one of the most beautiful things I'd ever seen. I was so not sure what to expect. Also, I didn't get it because you sent me that, hey, there's a thing. And I was scanning through it and then went back to it and went, wait, hold up. What? What do you mean? So that was really cool. Yeah. I like it. Thank you.
I didn't know how many subs you had at the time. And I didn't want to interrupt your mixing stream on Saturday. So I'm like, I'll throw that in later if I need to.
We are currently at 230 on our way up to 250. And once we hit 250, we're giving away 6 months of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
Nice. One lucky sub.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I think you said on stream, that was your last Game Pass code for the time
that,
being,
that,
right?
That is. I have, out of the 2,100 cards, I want to say, that were given to me in the last year, I'm now finally down to the final one, and it is a 6-monther instead of a 2-weeker. So I've been saving this one. So yeah, there we go.
Very cool. And where can people find the so-called Mixer channel so they might be able to win the 6 months Game Pass in the near future?
You can turn in 6 days a week. The only day we're not on there is Thursdays when we're here, and find me at mixer.com/DJBluePDX. From books to games to music, you're always welcome. Or you can follow me on social media at DJBluePDX to find out more about when I'm streaming on a show near you.
It's almost like he does this for a living.
Gee. It's like he's professional.
Oh, can I just be professional? Like a,
yes, you can be. You don't have to be pro.
Like it may just. I just lost my. I just, you know, is a professional or is a professional just a professional that's lost their amateur status? Is it like baseball? Is that how that works?
I think it's minor and major. But
is that also apply for nouns then?
Like I don't think as much as pronouns. Losing a amateur status as it is gaining a professional status. But washed up.
I think the pro means only you actually balls, get paid Rage. For it.
Got to make sure the griff balls are squeaky clean, right?
Yeah, there is.
Make sure the swords are nice and smooth and the hammers are nice and polished, and I'll move on now.
Hey, listen. There we go. I'm a new professional. There we go. Techno's got it.
A new professional. There we go.
Australians know me very well.
We also had another Podtacular special. We haven't done one of these in a while. So for those who may have been paying attention to social media, and we actually did this on the show 3 episodes ago, but we did a collaboration with some other Halo podcasts to answer the question, what makes Halo Halo?
Cool.
Yep. So we posted that collaboration finally up on our podcast feed. Some of the other podcasts might either reference it in their podcasts or repost it, but we had Podcast Evolved, Composer's Abyss, Ford and Dadon, HCS Pro Talk, and Halo Outreach Podcast all join us in answering the question, what makes Halo Halo?
That's cool. I love it. I'll have to go back through and listen to that.
Yeah. It's about 55 minutes long, so we got a good discussion topics from all the different podcasts, and it's definitely worth checking out. Looking forward to hopefully doing more of these in the future, because it was a lot of fun. On Absolutely. For company commendations, where we're at, we still got quite a little ways to go. Don't know if we'll get there before Infinite, but we can try. There's Maybe. Always hoping. We are getting pretty close on the closest three that we have. First one being killing an opponent that shot you first. We are currently 216 away from those. Next one up is assassinations. We are 265 away from that one. And then getting splatters, which will be nice for when Castle Wars rolls around in the week. We got 367 more of those to get. So that's an update on our Spartan company. From Tales from the Foxhole, nothing that was posted in the Discord server for this week. But if you have a funny story or want to share something Halo related with us to talk on the show, then you can either drop us a line in our Discord server. We have a Tales from the Foxhole channel. And you can also share it with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or on our Xbox Club. You can share clips and screenshots over there, and we'll talk about them as well. On for matchmaking updates. GT, what do we got rolling around this weekend?
For May 22nd or 21st, 2v2 competitive rotates into ranked doubles. This is supporting weekly doubles tournaments. So that was last week. For this weekend, we got H2 BR Slayer rotating in for Achensack, and Warzone Turbo goes live. And don't forget that June 4th, the summer 2020 arena season begins. So make sure you get your games in.
So I have a question. Does that include Griff Ball?
Purple. It always
what do you mean, does that include Griff Ball?
What? The arena games?
No, no, no. This is for the ranked arena season.
Oh, okay. So then what you're telling me is I don't care. Perfect. All right. Moving on.
Some of our listeners might.
Oh, they absolutely. I'm just seeing whether or not this is something I need to get invested in.
Oh.
There we go.
Probably not then.
Unless you really want me out there in ranked snipers, because I feel like that's a great way to just ruin any potential future I have as a Halo player. Tell you what, I'll have Purgy sign in as me, and then she can play ranked snipers. And I'll just there sit there and be on the mic. Ayo!
You know,
don't
be
do
cool
that
for
violation of TOS, we would never actually encourage that. Just saying.
It would be actually pretty cool if, for when Infinite launches, that there's some kind of thing to help promote Griff Ball in a way where maybe for the first season or whatever they come up with for matchmaking in Infinite, that there is a ranked Griff Ball playlist. And well, maybe and that can be incorporated with play Griff Ball season for Infinite or something like that.
Which is very possible, especially given how much we've been getting for viewership with the Play Griff Ball teams. So
I mean, it's competitive Halo, whether...
Yeah. And it's hilarious.
Yeah. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, Rage wants to play with the game type a little bit. I need to make sure my captain stays alive, and that's, between those two things, we've got our hands full.
Yeah, there's definitely a buffer time period that will be needed, but...
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool to see Griff Ball in the ranked side of things for a little bit. Anyways, just my two cents. What's coming up in the Master Chief Collection?
For the Master Chief Collection, we've got... let's see, for this weekend, we got the Yappening for Halo 2 Classic rotates in on the Social 4v4.
DJ, can you please do your best yap-yap?
Yap-yap! I love the yap-yap! Or we could go really yap-yap! Listen, there's one thing I love, it's when we get these tall people with the gangly arms and they've got no, real fur on them. Neither do they wear masks, it's also awkward. But when you get them inside of a vehicle, they're also cramped because they gotta pull their knees like up to their chin, and they try and fit inside the large vehicles that we create, and we're like, listen, silly, you need to scoot over. By the way, do you happen to bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? We don't have peanut butter on our planet, but we really like it! It's, makes our seat sticky, which we love, as Ungoy. Moving on.
I'm trying to contain myself right now. Okay, I was not the only one thinking that DJ should have done that. I couldn't have been the only one that was waiting for DJ to do that. Please tell me I'm not the only one. I feel lonely. Eriky Boo's like, what have you done?
What just happened?
We do ask that you please tell any of our commanding officers whether or not you've got any type of nut allergy, because some of us don't, and then others of us might. But luckily we have breathers, so we're not actually going to breathe in any of the peanut. We just like to sit on it. It makes things feel fun. Why is that awkward, Eriky Boo? God!
All right, GT, you can continue.
Sorry!
Sure, right. Yeah, I can read now.
Go ahead, sorry.
Do I need to take over for a second?
The Yappening game variants are Yappening War Games, Brute Shoot, Methane Mosh Pit, and Yap Yap's Ball Grab.
You know me, I love that ball grab.
This following sitting on a peanut. Anyway, up for grabs is the Yappening nameplate.
Oh, God.
Earn the shut your yap nameplate by defeating 150 grunts with headshots throughout MCC while the Yappening is going on. Earn Yap Yap the Destroyer nameplate by completing 7 matches in the Yappening category while it's going on. For more information, check out Halo Waypoint.
I'm sorry. What have I done? You've ever said, I love it.
Sorry, I apologize. Keep going.
Don't stop.
Excuse me while I press restart.
All right.
All right. Go
As
ahead.
You were saying.
The awkward silence of the LPG.
The next thing is
read our freaking sentence.
Yep. That's why they brought me along, people.
Yeah, because we were saying all this way too straight-faced.
You know, I don't say anything straight-faced.
What's up with the MCC hotfix on 521?
Because the update actually wasn't out by the time we got around to the podcast, so I was just posting the final hotfix details that was in the update from the 22nd. I mean, we talked about it was coming, but since the podcast ended last week, it hadn't been out just yet, so it's out now.
Not yet. It's out now.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to play it yet, so I don't know how well it's working. But from what I've understood, it sounds like it's working.
Yes. By the lack of visceral commentary on Twitter, I feel like something got fixed.
There have been a lot of people on Twitter like praising how much the patch actually fixed things and make things feel right again. So,
as opposed to the extraordinarily volatile things that were said on Twitter by people with less than 13 followers, which was interesting. Sorry. What? Moving on.
Moving on. We did get some good news about Halo 3 flighting.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like they are looking for a goal of flighting Halo 3 next month.
Which is, so that is a good right thing. Around the corner, by the way.
Yeah.
And with my current work schedule, it looks like I'm just going to have to miss out on the Halo 3 flighting. Darn.
What?
Don't worry. It'll be pushed back a week. You'll be fine.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel.
Sorry. No, it'll be on time. We'll get it. It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll come and it'll go, and I will be busy working.
Maybe we can get you in for A game.
I'll stick one in game. Maybe somewhere. I don't know. It's probably going to be the F game.
F to pay respects.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, first half of June is what they're targeting. So we'll see what happens.
I like it.
On the Halo Waypoint side of things, most of the stuff is coming from Twitter for this week, but we have a couple of updates to go through. First one, we have the results from the first open tournament. So for the teams that participated in the open, we have In Control and HZF taking first place. I guess they didn't play for a grand first place position, so okay. Third place, we had Phenoms and JR2's Army. Fifth place, we had Los Coyotes and NTC. Seventh is Icon, and eighth is Status Quo. So those are the teams that will be participating in the pro tournament coming up this weekend.
Satellite.
Yeah. The next open tournament will be on June 6th. That's a Saturday. And you can register over at aka.ms/PS registration. PS stands for Pro Series. Not
PlayStation?
No.
It's an interesting choice in designations there.
And it is, but just to clarify, Pro Series.
Perfect.
But that's what's coming up on the Pro Series. We have the Community Update Twitter Edition this week coming from Unishek. Everything in there we've talked about before, or we'll be talking on the show a little bit later on here. We do have a couple of tournaments coming. A couple of things from Esports Arena. There's a Halo 2 PC tournament. The first one that they're doing, and they have weekly tournaments happening, but this is the first Halo 2 one that they're starting off, taking place this weekend, May 31st. And then we have the Halo 5 2v2 tournament, also hosted by Esports Arena. It's their fifth week. That one's also taking place on May 31st.
Nice.
Apparently Ace is here in Twitch and he has questions. Well, post your questions and we will get to them, or DJ can answer them, because I think you have your questions for DJ.
Why, hello, Ace of Spades Cards. How are you? Shall we dance? Sorry. What?
I saw that you. I heard that you.
I would love to dance. I like to dance. When I'm wearing my mech armor.
Moving on.
June 14th, SWAT Nation has their objective tournament. And then there is the Halo is Back montage contest back again.
SWAT Nation, literally the battle I can endure with the moths that seem to be consistently showing up in my pantry.
That works.
What? It's like got an electric fly swatter and it's like...
Yeah.
It's like an electric parade in Disneyland. It's just... Ah! All I want is the dressing! Give me the barbecue sauce! Leave me alone!
I honestly never thought of it that way before, but you're totally right.
The little moths or SWAT Nation?
Like SWAT Nation with like a swatter. Anyways.
Is that what you call somebody who only uses a sniper rifle with a swatter?
It's taking out nuisances from 500 kilometers away.
There we go.
Okay, Jen.
Can snipe the fly off of a something.
You see that fly over there? You mean the one on the car? No, the one on the warthog. You mean on the other side of the base? Yeah, shot that already. Damn. Got him! Let's go.
Nice. There is some new HD concept art that they're releasing as well. This time it's coming from Halo 5.
Whoa.
Featuring Blue Team and Osiris with a big guardian in the background.
And I'll be honest, like, Halo 5's ability for photos and for our digital artists is insane. It's such an amazing opportunity. You can do so many things in it and create so many different, I would say, viscera when it comes, like, the backgrounds and the opportunities for photos. This continues to build upon the art that you can create in the game.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'll have to say, though, Halo 4's is probably the most visually stunning game that we have so far. Just from the dynamic colors that's in it. I mean, granted, what people have been doing with art and Halo 5's Forge is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, completely blows me away. And I can't wait to see what new tools Infinite has to empower them to make even more crazy stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm more like, how do you top this?
And they push still on the find ground a way and to.
Step up. No?
How do you top this and not just totally destroy the game?
Also true.
Yeah.
Digitally.
Yep. Community playdates are still happening regularly on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time, hosted by Unishek over on his personal Mixer page. On the social post side of things, we have some new audio team field recordings on Instagram. This time, they have taken some of their specialty microphones that you've seen them get some really interesting kind of synthy electronic recordings. Do you know what kind of microphones those are, DJ? They almost sound like EM microphones, but I'm not entirely sure.
No, they're recording microphones because the sound goes in, it sends a signal to the
All device. Microphones record.
Not without a cord and a...
And actually, most microphones don't record. They just send the information to something that does the recording.
They're capturing audio of some kind to be delivered to some other recording medium, either via cable or by wireless connectivity.
So I would imagine it was a combination of both short throw and long throw cardioid and dynamic mics. That would be my best guess on that.
Okay.
Because they wanted probably, I would imagine you'd want to catch the echo effect as you're driving by. Because if you, from a sound engineering standpoint, anytime you're recording audio of this nature, you want to get the sound from inside the vehicle. If you're inside of a car, if you're inside of your Warthog, you can hear the engine. If you are driving by somebody in that Warthog, you want to be able to hear as it's echoing off the canyon walls, any other vehicles, Spartan armor. So you want to make sure you're getting that plethora of it bouncing off that loud engine, bouncing it off of a house. Whether you've got that high, finely tuned whine of, say, like a Mustang Saline Cobra, right? You've got that really high pitched whine of that woo. But the way that it sounds outside the car versus the way it sounds inside the car are two completely different things. So hearing that from inside of your compartment versus getting that directly through, say, if you were to cut a hole into the actual engine compartment itself and you just really reduce that input so that it actually can pick up the sound of the engine up close, These are all the different elements they're recording, and I have been really impressed with the depth and level of complexity that they are going into in order to capture these new audio samples to push them into the game. And I'm really excited to see how these translate into what we are about to experience when Halo Infinite comes out this holiday season.
Yeah. So this one was interesting that they had, I guess, it's like specialty custom electric engines that they went and recorded like microphones right up on it and some that are a little bit further away. So it's an interesting one. Not as crazy as some of the other recent ones we've seen, but still a really cool one nonetheless.
Yeah.
We have a Today in Halo post from last week. DJ, you want to take this one?
Sure. Let's see. Where is it at? So, the 22nd of May, 2524, as a result of actions taken against the insurgents aboard the UNSC Glasgow, Commander James Cutter receives a Bronze Star. Why did
Very
that?
Cool.
There we go. Yep. For Fiction Friday, yep. If you can check that out, you can also follow at Halo on Twitter and find that all on your own.
There you go. There is a new art book that has been spotted in the wild. So over on Amazon, you can pre-order The Art of Halo Infinite. This will be coming out sometime around Infinite's launch. There's a placeholder date, or there was a placeholder date until Amazon removed it, of December 31st. So, obviously a placeholder date. But the description reads, the legendary super soldier returns in Halo Infinite. 343 Industries and Microsoft are building the biggest and most visually spectacular Halo yet. Halo Infinite debuts on the Xbox family of consoles, including Xbox Series X, Microsoft's latest and most powerful game console. To take advantage of its prodigious graphical prowess, 343 Industries built an all-new next-generation game engine, giving their world-class artists the tools and technology to realize the world's war and wonder of the Halo universe in unprecedented style and fidelity. 343 Industries has given Dark Horse access to the art and artists who brought Halo Infinite to vibrant, vivid life. It's all here in unparalleled detail, the heroes you've grown to love, the Master Chief, the brave soldiers of the UNSC, as well as the weapons, vehicles, villains, and vistas, and of course, eponymous, I haven't seen that word before, and magnificent environments of Halo itself.
Incredible. And of course, if you want to order this and help support Podtacular, how would you go about doing that, Dusty?
For those listening to the stream, you can click on that link right there and pre-order it today. It is currently $23.99, down from $39.99 on Amazon. So if you want to lock in that pre-order price, then you want to go on over and check that out now. And if you want to find it, if you're downloading the show and listening to us later, then you can go to podtacular.com/infinite art book. That link will be live after the podcast because I have to put in the redirect for that.
Sweet!
That'll take you to Amazon where you can pre-order the book and support Podtacular through your Amazon purchases. That link does not expire. The one that just posted in the chat.
So don't get close, it'll start sweating.
If you click it a lot, yeah, it might start. I'm not finishing that. I was trying to recover from that, but it just did.
So you're saying I'm contagious. Congratulations.
Who isn't these days?
DJ broke dust again.
That's going to be a weekly occurrence now.
Yeah.
Just expect it. In some form or fashion, I'm just going to have a mental breakdown and it's just going to be, nope, show's stopping. We'll come back in a minute. I need to have a new scene that says podcast recovering from DJ.
You'd be shocked how many of those exist in the world.
We've had a DJ error code.
That would be hilarious. My own blue screen.
Oh, jeez.
You've been DJ'd.
Oh. You have plenty of them on your right. Stream. If you want to call them blue screens, blue screen of DJ.
BSO DJ. That's great.
BSO DJ.
All right.
Cool.
So,
on to community highlights. We've got a couple new articles from the Play Griffball side of things. We got some power rankings.
Yeah, but those power rankings are about to change dramatically considering some of the recent developments that happened last night during day one with our events.
You want to dive into that a little bit?
I will, absolutely. So first of all, if you'd like to know more about the one of the longest running competitive esports in Halo history, you want to now head over to playgriffball.com or follow them on social media at playgriffball. Last night was the first night of games as they ran in for the next season of the Summer League 2020 here with Play Griffball and for Griffball Leagues on Halo Reach. Now, what happened was unexpected. We ended up, unfortunately, discovering that there was a situation that occurred and Team Dynasty lost their captain, which was Active Hate, and Active Hate is not able to participate this season at this time. So AJ the Juice Main took over that team and has now brought on to replace Active Hate on our team roster, and this is also on my team, brought on Saints the God. So, ironically, that is going to change the power balance within the leagues, and I'm interested to see what kind of updates are made in the power rankings, not only from Rage Bernard, but from several of the other analysts there at Play Griffball, to really kind of look and see where this is going to put Team Dynasty moving into the next part of the season. The upside is, if you ever want to see any of the games, any of our league games that are played for Team Dynasty, you can always tune into my channel, and we'll be shoutcasting those live from there. But yeah, we've got a pretty dynamic team layout. Now, there's also several world championship title holders involved in the league this year again, and they have got a pretty dynamically powerful outline on multiple different rosters. So I think at this point, once this goes in and we sort of reanalyze where everyone sits, we're going to see a shakeup that I don't really know who's going to walk out on top this time. But I will say Team Dynasty is definitely looking up, as we were second to last in the team rankings before the shakeup. Now I feel like we're definitely going to be moving up in the world of Griffball.
Very cool. So stay tuned to Play Griffball, and that streamed. Does Play Griffball have its own mixer, or where can people find the games that get streamed for Play Griffball and all the seasons and all the updates?
There is an AGLA Griffball account, I believe, over on Twitch. Otherwise, they can watch all of the Team Dynasty and other games that will be streamed live directly from my channel.
Very good. So we got the power rankings. We have power rankings with Rage. These are the power rankings for Rage More Nerds, actually, in the chat, I think, if he's still
Rage,
if he's still out there. This one, I think, is for the, is this the Halo 5 one? And then the power rankings Summer League 20, is that for PC? Yeah, PC. So the one that's power rankings with Rage, that one is for the console one, and that is where you have the different seasons of games happening right now. And then there's the power rankings Summer League 20, which is the PC power ranking, which is just doing one game. Over on Halo Customs, they have their latest Halo Customs monthly recap. With Halo 2 coming to PC, they have released their Halo 2 Anniversary Mega Pack. This is a collection of a variety of different game modes and maps that you can download a zip and actually throw it right into your Halo Master Chief install. Pretty easy to do if you have the Steam version, and this is not a kind of modification that will trip up anti-cheat. These are just simply map variants and game variants that you would normally download if you were to download it off of someone's file share. So these are safe to download and play with. And these are ranging from big team battle, firefight, mini games, a whole bunch of different type of game modes and maps to play. So these have been curated. A lot of community favorites from over the years have been put into this mega pack. So head on over to halocustoms.com to check it out. And then on over on the Discord side, they are working the Discord server to be a little bit more open and usable for those looking for games and specific titles within Halo the Master Chief Collection. So if you are over on their Discord server, you may see some housekeeping going on over there. So feel free to hop on over there and help them out with the Discord. And if you are looking for customs to jump in with throughout the week, Halo Customs is a good place to be.
And there you go.
Ace of Spades, Halo Customs is his jam. He's got a lot of them. Over on the community content side of things, we have some updates for our fellow podcasts out there. HCS Pro Talk has released their 128th episode titled The MCC Pro Series Has Begun. So they've got a lot of content now that there's actually competitive Halo outside of Griffball being done, which they do cover Griffball as well. So they have been going through all the teams and making updates to the rosters and going over I don't know if they've gone over the power ranking articles, but they do talk about the teams that how the team rosters change and different rankings as they go out throughout the week. So go over there and check them out.
I want to go over there and give them a hand with that.
Hey,
Dr. K is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Dr. K.
Welcome. Also known as the original Goose Checker, owner of the Griffball Hub.
Hey, welcome back, Goose. Haven't seen you over on this side of our Halo community for quite some time. Welcome over to our little corner over here.
Yes. Children do that. I'm not sure if it's referring to me or her own child.
Anywho.
It's like both are applicable.
Oh, geez. Callum, little dude. Got it. Podcast Evolved has three new episodes out. First one is their Mission Debrief episode 99. So they're almost at their 100th Mission Debrief that they've done. It's pretty impressive. That's kind of funny to think that there's over 100 missions throughout all the Halo titles.
Yeah.
It's getting up there.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Halo Spartan Assault Part 1. So I don't know if that's like Mission A or Mission A-1. Have to see. I'm assuming it's probably all of Mission A, if I had to take a guess. I haven't had the chance to listen to it yet. We've got Build with Blocks, new set ideas with special guest Halo Fan for Life. And then we've got Halo Broken Circle on their book club series. The book that took me 4 times to read before I actually finished the book.
Ah. And why was that?
Four times in 5 years.
Oh, yeah. It was... Broken Circle was a very interesting read.
You didn't have to mention the 5 years part, GT.
Everybody knows the 5 years part.
Not everybody.
Well, they do now.
Hey, Goose has my back. Reading is hard.
There we go.
And she was she's a doctor, so she would have had to do a lot of reading. Yep, Dr. Goose. Yep. Finish the Fight has episode number 32, Forward Unto Dawn.
And its upcoming sequel, Backwards Into Sunset.
Maybe one of these days they'll have that. Have to drop that idea over there. Sacred Icon Halo has episode number 32. And in the morning, I need a weapon.
Ah.
That's kind of an interesting crossover.
That's generally what I ask for when I'm referring to coffee. I need a weapon. Here's coffee. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Then Halo Outreach Podcast, episode number 39, Halo PC Dev Update, Halo MCC Fixed, and Pro Series News. Over on the YouTube side of things, not too much happened this week, but got a couple of videos to highlight. First one is from Installation 00, Sound of Halo, Music, and Memories.
is like the musical version?
So this is kind of a musical analysis of the music in Halo, and what Installation 00 did is he actually enlisted the help of his brother, who has not really an interest in Halo or anything like that. And he asked his brother, based on just audio snippets from the game, so things actually from the game and then just music pieces themselves, to identify Halo the Musical.
That's where I was waiting for you to finish so I could go into that, but go ahead. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us the story.
But so his brother responded to these audio clips and basically described the exact scenes from the game without knowing Halo at all that the music is from. So like the emotions that is supposed to be drawn out from the music matches exactly without him knowing what the music is associated with, without knowing what the video, like there's no video, it's just audio only. And that just goes to show like how impactful that Marty and Michael's music is to invoke emotion within the game.
I was honestly thinking that there was going to be like, you had to sing your way through the show, and you had to sing your way through the episodes in order to get all the way through the game. Now that would be interesting if you had to sing what was happening in order to get progress, like sing about moving forward, sing about ducking, sing about jumping around, or you get an entire fleet of chickens to sing it for you.
That'd be interesting and probably terrifying as well.
I feel like it's a valid researchable content.
I'll ask Goose if it's a researchable item. can we get confirmation from Dr. K over here?
It's the chicken. It is the chicken.
All things are
researchable. They may not need to be, but they can be.
As long as there's some kind of hypothesis you can put to it, right? Anywho, moving on. Next one I have here is another one from General Heed, which I didn't know this was a thing, but in Halo 1, apparently in the original, there is a secret mangled Marine on the Pillar of Autumn mission.
Yeah.
I didn't know that before.
Oh.
In Anniversary Graphics, he's not mangled at all, unfortunately, but...
Also imagine that.
It was just one of those things that I didn't even know that existed, so I thought I'd mention it here on the show.
There we go.
Yeah. And then from the domain, you can win a UNSC Infinity Mega Construct set. So you can head on over to the domain YouTube channel. I'll go ahead and drop the link in the chat if you want to go over and check it out. And yeah, the UNSC Infinity, I think, is the largest set that Mega Constructs has ever put out for Halo.
Well, and we got to see those at Outpost Discovery, which was really interesting over in the Mega Bloks area, because they had all of the Halo sets actually put together in a display case. And it was really interesting because these are like, you don't really get the size of these until it's finally put together, and they're ridiculous. It's really cool.
Yeah, I've got one of those sitting over in the corner that eventually I'll build.
You haven't put it together yet?
They take like 24 hours to build.
That sounds like a full week's worth of content, buddy.
When I have the time to do it, yes.
Well, yeah.
He has to put the structural reinforcement in his walls so he'll have some space to put it when he gets done.
Also true. It's not something you just jerry-rig to sheetrock. No. You just want to... I'm going to duct tape the shelf to the sheetrock and put this thing on it. That's not how that works.
I need lots of shelf space. So that's all the YouTube videos I want to highlight. Again, nothing too crazy this week or too, I guess, too important on the YouTube front to really make note of. Kind of a slow week. We'll probably see a lot more stuff come out when Halo 3 drops. On the artwork side of things, we have a few new posts from Archangel. First one is titled John and Linda. And for those that are in the live stream, I'll go ahead and drop a link to the couple of part pieces that we are talking about. And then the second one is his original character, basically doing the Halo 4 cutscene where Chief holds Cortana in his hand. And this one is titled, "This Galaxy Scares Me Sometimes, But With You, I Feel Safe."
Oh.
Yeah. So a couple of pieces over from Archangel. So thank you, Archangel, if you're still in the chat, for sharing those with the world. Both of them look fantastic. We've got another one from Vingatuso.
Vingatuso. Yeah.
Vingatuso. Last week, we showed off one of his work in progress for kind of the reference to the in bridge, one of the in bridges from the ODST campaign for a work in project big scene that he's working on. Well, this time he has an SMG that he has shown the model off for. And it looks wicked cool with a really cool paint job. So that is the next thing that he showed off. And then Pixel Flare has done some wizardry again, and he's taken the Gen 1 Mark 6 armor and put it on a Gen 2 tech suit. So like the undersuit, and it looks freaking cool.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, and Gnostix made a point on the SMG. There's a little unicorn emblem kind of near the front towards the barrel.
Oh, there is.
Mm-hmm. Halo needs more unicorns. Yes.
Agreed.
Agree. Don't know. What? Unicorns need... Oh, okay. I guess.
Unicorns need more. I feel like both of those are equally true.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Well, imagine how many halos you could throw over that horn. It's like a game. Toss the halo onto the unicorn.
You mean toss the unicorn through the halo?
I mean, depending on how big the unicorn is, that unicorn could be gigantic. The halo could be small. Maybe it's a localized halo. It's only intended to, like, you know, it's FOTUS for life. There we go. See? FOTUS for life. Can you imagine that being a ring toss game as a mini game inside where you've actually got to take little mini halos and you just throw it on top of FOTUS's helmet? and see how many you can stack up.
Mm-hmm. A couple people know what this is in reference to, but I've memorized Goose's armor permutation in Halo 4, where I don't have to reference a spreadsheet.
That's so amazing.
Because just furthest down the line.
Oh my god, Ace of Spades card says, imagine getting sniped by someone named XX One Horned Angel XX and it being literal. That is hilariously awesome. I like it.
Although that gamer tag's too long.
Oh my god, you would have actually checked. You did check it, didn't you?
No. I just know if like that's a lot more than 15 characters.
Good lord.
You can do it on Steam. Probably do it on Steam.
You do anything you want on Steam.
Right? There we go.
Goose, you know we're nerds, and you love us for it.
The other night I was playing against someone that his name was T.
Like T- the drink?
T-E-E?
No, like the letter T.
Capital or lowercase?
So he had one of the very first gamer tags.
Takes himself seriously. There we go.
He had one of the very first gamer tags.
That's interesting.
Wow.
This was on Steam.
On Steam.
Oh. No, but no. Because even if you play MCC on Steam, you're still logged into live, so you're still using your live gamer tag.
No, not if it's a Steam only.
I wasn't playing MCC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was
playing other PC games. Yeah.
What other PC games are there? I only know Halo.
Wow!
I kid.
Wow.
He pities the fool. No, then we'd have to have Mr. in front of the T.
Oh my god. I just figured out what you were talking about.
Wait, I got a reference before DJ did? What?
I love it when a plan comes together. Here we go.
Hannibal.
It's an A-team reference.
All right. Over on the fan mods side... this week we got a few mods to look through, a few updates. First one we're going to start with is Halo SPV3, which has entered beta testing, public beta testing for SPV3.3. So how about that Master Chief set in Sea of Thieves?
Right. We do have there is a Master Chief. Well, we have the UNSC riggings and decor for our ships in Sea of Thieves.
Mm-hmm. But there's also... There's something else that, because I have a few of these, and I actually have two codes of these left. So if someone wants a code of this.
Can I throw something out there about that code?
Sure.
So Hey Dr. K and I will actually be engaging tomorrow in which is technically be long after people are listening to this, if you're listening to the podcast, but it's going to be on Friday, the 29th of May, starting at 2 p.m. Pacific. We are going to be pirates and teaming up for a charity with Take This. And hopefully, if maybe Doc K got that code, because I'm going to be jumping onto her ship, maybe we use that UNSC code and we can bring a little Halo into the wonderful world of piracy with the Sea of Thieves there. Piracy for charity.
If you need a code, Goose, I will gladly give you a code, and I will even give you an extra code to give away on stream. So there you go.
Say yes.
My ship rocks full Black Ink Kraken.
Wow! How did you get the Black Ink Kraken? That's a whole different conversation.
So if you're dressed like a Spartan, can you not swim?
Also, quick, put on your Spartan armor, thunk! Damn it.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's
good. All the ungoing float, silly Spartans.
You know, I've only played Sea of Thieves once.
That's one more than I've played it.
Wow.
I am willing to play it with someone. Actually, I went in solo at one point, and I actually ran across some people who were very helpful, who were trying to help me out and telling me what to do, because obviously I was new to the game. And eventually we got separated and I ended up finding a new crew like halfway along the way. So I'm still a little half confused of what to do in that game. But does the chicken have something to say, DJ?
What? No, he's just looking at you shockingly because there are chickens in the game and it's a very chicken positive environment. So
chicken
it's
friendly,
poultry friendly. It's chicken friendly and you can have pets. So there we go. Captain Goose Check.
Do you get a little sweet and sour sauce with that or honey mustard?
Wow! You're going to traumatize my chicken. God.
I was going to ask, do you cook the chickens in Sea of Thieves? Do you use them for food or?
They are pets and friends and potentially, yeah, you can cook the chicken.
It said we are talking about pets. I don't partake in that activity.
I'm trying not to harm my rubber friends over here. That's my family. Clutch.
Hide your chickens.
Hide your chickens. Hide your family. We're coming for everything. Oh, Lord. All right.
Where were we?
Moving on.
Where were we?
We were somewhere in
Project SPV 3.3.
Yes. SPV 3. Public beta testing has begun. And they are testing two components, campaign, pretty much fixing a lot of bugs, and introducing Firefight into Halo's CE. CE being Custom Edition. Currently, for Firefight, they're looking at releasing 3 to 5 different locations, giving you the ability to do Spartan versus Covenant, Spartan versus Flood, and Elite versus Flood on each map.
What about Spartans versus the Fire? I thought you were Firefight.
Well, I mean, if you have a flamethrower in the Flood, you could set the Flood on fire.
I was just about to say that. You beat
please
me
tell
to
me
it.
You get a flamethrower and you can set the Flood on fire, because that would be hilarious.
You beat me
Pens
to it.
Pens is looking at me like, shut up, DJ. Spartan firefighters, like, right? You've got to have a hose, and you just start spraying down the fire. See, there we go.
That's how popcorn Flood is made. Oh, dang it, now I want popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Goose, I miss you. I miss you being in the, like, ingrained in. I know, like, you put so much time and effort into it, and you deserve a good retirement from Halo, but I miss you in the Halo community. There's a new
perhaps
Halo coming. This is true. This is
perhaps
true.
There is a future opportunity for an interview, potentially.
Yeah. I think she's been on the show plenty of times in the past. We are more than willing to have her back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
There we go.
When like is desperate? Ace!
Wow!
Ace!
What are you chomping for his job?
We're going to have some words.
So I can remember you fondly.
Don't cry out loud.
This podcast has derailed. It's good content, sorry, Philip, because there's not a lot to talk about this week, so it's good.
Moving on!
Moving on. So what they're looking for, feedback-wise, for the public beta, is for those that are participating to report back on any graphical issues that you see. They have fixed some of the bugs that people have reported from the 3.2 version that is currently out there for public use. And there's a couple of new technology things that they're putting in the background to be tested. They're also implementing 15 new skulls into the campaign. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
They will alter fundamental systems such as health, movement, weapon properties, and more. Grunt birthday party forever.
Exactly.
I mean, basically, it was an armor effect in Reach that you could play in multiplayer, and then you could do it in campaign. So, yeah, pretty much grunt birthday party all around. I don't see why not. Over on Jafet's Patreon, there is some previews for the definitive soundtrack for SPV3. You can head on over to his Patreon to get a couple of samples over there. And there's also a tweet that he posted, a sample that is not named, but it's a sample of some of the soundtrack stuff that you hear in SPV3.
Just me humming.
Oh, so that's the secret.
I'm kidding. It's me humming with voice mods.
Super lazo. Yeah, that'd be nuts, Ace. With some of the stuff that they've done in SPV3, that would be probably crazy. DJ ASMR.
What would be really interesting is if you could play the entire game flipped and mirrored. Can you imagine that?
Oh,
like,
my
you're used to going
gosh
a specific way, but if you flipped it and mirrored everything, it's all backwards. Right becomes left,
nope,
left becomes right.
Nope,
you want to
nope
talk about really
nope
screwing up your perception,
nope,
like
nope,
and what you're used to? It changes the feel and the layout.
Nope. I'm hashtag nope, noping that one right now.
And then the entire rest of the game,
it's just me. Look, Master Chief, you've no longer got Cortana, you've got me.
That might make it a little less stressful for the comedic effect, but I'm still saying no.
Still say no.
I think that's Nightmare Fuel.
That's funny. My middle name was Nightmare Fuel until it was changed to Just Ridiculous.
Cal and... Wait, who plays Inverted?
Oh, yeah, Cal plays Inverted. Yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Project Lumoria also has a first track out from Japhet as well. So Project Lumoria is a custom campaign that's been integrated into the SPV3 pipeline. And the SPV3 team has done a major overhaul of Lumoria, incorporating some of the assets that they've used from SPV3 and doing some massive graphical updates to that mod. So Japhet's been doing some music for the Lumoria mod as well.
Cool.
Over on Choke Point Games, we have a quick update from Sins of the Prophets. The Stellaris version of the mod. So there's two versions of the mods. There's the Sins of a Solar Empire version, which the mod originally started on, and then there is a Stellaris version. That has been updated to include some new and better models. And there's some pictures that they posted over on their Discord channel, if you care to go over and visit the Discord channel to check them out. There's also a Steam community link for those that are interested in the mod. I will drop that in the chat for those to check it out. Some of the screenshots are there as well. Hmm?
For those of you who have read the books, you will know what I mean. The Unyielding Hierophant. Hierophant? Hierophant?
Elephant. Hierophant.
Yeah.
Elephant. Yes, the Unyielding Elephant. Uneven Elephant. let's see. What else we got? We got no updates from Evolutions, the Real-Time Strategy Evolved, or Homefront, because I'm not sure where to find updates for that. I need to get with Unikraken to figure out where to find those. On Operation Trebuchet, there are a whole bunch of updates here. Lots of weapon updates. There's a new... What does R&D stand for, DJ?
Research and Development.
5 R&D, 10 R&D?
Yeah, Random Neodichromium. Riboflavin and dexamethasone. Ridiculous and distracting.
So 5 R&D.
Let's go with that.
So the acronym or the either acronym or what's serial number?
Should've been right, Ted Talk.
Random number digit. Anyway, there's a new weapon that they've developed that looks similar to a DMR type weapon. They've modeled magazines and the weapon for it. And then they've also started modeling what kind of looks like a BR variant. They've shown off a crowbar. So there's crowbars in the game.
That's really what I'm most impressed with and really more interested in than anything else is the crowbar.
Should Halo have a crowbar?
I don't know. We used to have a Mr. Crowbar. Oh.
He just said the same thing in chat. I forgot about those.
Wait, crowbars. Like, here's the thing. We got hammers, we got swords. I would like a crowbar. I feel like I could use a crowbar for many things.
343? You listening?
They did give us a golf club.
Like, if you could actually hook, if you had a double-ended crowbar, imagine if you could just, like, hook right in the back of the chest piece, you know, and force two people to be stuck together and they couldn't get apart. Imagine that. A little of a firefight. Ha-ha, you've been crowbarred! I also hope that they replace sprinting with skipping. I'm
just imagining, running around with a crowbar, like, at extra speed and just whacking someone over the head with the crowbar.
Whoosh! Get that Oh, you can crack their visor for the rest of the game.
Oh.
The rest of the match. Imagine that. And then you have to look through a shattered visor.
Hey, Archangel, in the piece that you're making for us, can you throw a crowbar in there? Maybe have one of the Spartans holding a crowbar from the Walmart that they're crashing?
Yeah, that should be in the home improvement section. Automotive, maybe. Next to the tire irons. Windshield cleaner. Brake fluid.
Yeah. Headlight fluid and elbow
also
grease.
Also the headlight fluid.
Headlight fluid and elbow grease.
Yep.
Gotta make sure it's in there. There is some new textures and new models for a sniper rifle. I have to pry this topic. You're not helping. there's a new troop transport and tank looking vehicle called the Bison. They've modeled a new Pelican. done some new color maps for some, I guess, Marine and ODST armor and clothing.
First of all, do they call it a Pokemon? Because that pelican looks like the facial framing for some sort of a new elite helmet.
No, that's just from the Discord. It's just kind of a prelude to the pelican model that's further down in the update.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see some of the other pelican screenshots.
That's a little thicker than usual. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I was going to say something else that's not appropriate for the current rating on the Mixer channel. We've got some updates to some of the maps that they're using. We've got kind of a tundra open field area that they have updates for, some cityscapes, and someone mentioned that they've done some touch-up on some water in one of the maps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the water effects look amazing.
Mm-hmm. This map's called Madrigal, and they've done some updates to improve performance and retouch the water, which looks really cool. Goose, no one can ever hide anything from you. I'm just putting that out there. No one. What else we got? We got a chess piece, and we got a little text blurb here. Never bring a knife to a gunfight. Obviously, never met a Spartan. Or the man who famously once said, never bring a knife to a gunfight, obviously never met a Spartan. So there's a little chess model with a knife holder in it. I've only become more powerful as my mother's skills have improved. I believe it. We've got some saber models that have been put into the works.
Mm-hmm. Finally. Like it.
Looks good. And then they've updated their BR-45 B version. So this was a little bit earlier in the update. And all of this stuff is on their Discord. And there is also some Gaiazo posts that I think is kind of where they dump some of their screenshots. But if you head on over to the Article 2 Studios Discord, you can find all these updates. I will drop a link here in the live stream chat for those that are interested in checking it out. On the Project Cartographer side of things, for those who don't know, Project Cartographer is a community effort to kind of keep Halo 2 Vista alive, since some of the live services supporting the game don't really work anymore. And there's some early video of Halo 2 Vista co-op split screen actually working.
Interesting.
Yes. Quite interesting. So that's kind of half-baked working. If you read some of the comments based on the post over on Reddit that they have, you can tell that there's some input delay and it's not working quite well yet, but to show that the capability is there is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for those that are interested, they have a Discord server and they also have a subreddit that you can check out. And then for those that are wanting to check out the Operation Trebuchet, here's the link for that, who are watching online. And then finally, to wrap things up, there is some updates for Chimera. This was kind of all over the place, so they're not in the show notes. I'm just going to kind of read through them from Discord directly. Chimera is a mod for Halo CE to kind of bring improvements and restore some original functionality between the Gearbox port of PC from the original Xbox versions. So they have fixed some kind of fog effects that have been in the game, and they've updated it to be a little bit more realistic, kind of the atmospheric fog. There's some bug fixes and some other fixes to address Halo checking for updates, because let's face it, I don't think Halo CE is probably going to get an update on PC for a very long time, if it ever does. It's pronounced Chimera. I've heard it. Well, okay. That might be what it... Oh, Chimera? Oh, okay. I get it. You two are just bouncing back and forth over there, aren't you?
Sorry. Been a while.
I love it. I love it. See, we're bringing DJ on the show, and there's so much, like, good times and laughter. My plan to get Dusty to doubt himself.
You are so...
I have to be careful with you both. I have to be on my toes now.
Yes. So we're going to start streaming standing up? Is that what you're saying?
Nope. Floor gang, if anything.
Okay.
Patek, no, Laird, shut up.
Oh, and now Laird, now Laird, Laird Tacular. I don't know where that came from.
We used to have an IRC.
DJ's fired.
Or I tried to make an IRC for Podtackler way back in the day, but
make it never really took off. Great again.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. A really big shoe.
A couple other things that they mentioned, that there is now an option to turn off equipment rotation. So apparently it was something that was not in the Xbox version. So like if a weapon or a grenade or some object was spawned, and if it was affected by explosions or physics, apparently in the Xbox version, it wouldn't rotate, but in PC, it did. So now there's an option to make it not rotate.
Interesting.
It's just it's a minor thing, but it's kind of one of those things of restoring original functionality to the Gearbox port.
You know, I'm going to have to come up with another hard drive and start installing these mods just so I can play them.
So Chimera, yeah. I think you can install it to the original install, and you can enable and disable things on the fly through the console.
No, I mean, to have enough space to put all these games on my computer.
Right. I'm about to order another terabyte drive. It's gotten to that point. I've got like 40 gigs left, and that's it.
For your OS drive, or just like
for my gaming PC? I have a full terabyte drive, and the whole thing, it's full.
I only have a terabyte?
Yeah, I'm at like 4.
Go ahead and judge. I've got a mech. What do you want?
I'm just thinking. I have.
Throw me into one. They make headphones.
I have different like 10.5 gigs on, or 10.5 terabytes in my main PC alone.
Compensating much?
Wow.
I mean, it's 60% utilized from all the Podtacular media from almost 15 years of content and all the other stuff I've done, like the certain project that actually will be finished. Before Infinite comes out, Goose, you'll be hearing from me very soon, actually.
We may actually find out who won.
Yes. Yes.
Eat actually, the rich.
There's a little package coming for you very soon. With interest, mind you.
Really?
Yes.
So that's on a different machine. Nah,
that's on DJ this machine.
No. He was mentioning that with all my DJ sets that I don't like. No, that's on a completely different terabyte drive, and that's also nearing its capacity.
Yes.
Here we go. All right.
I hope this doesn't cause flashbacks, but...
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
And then one other thing I wanted to point out, that there is some reverb stuff that they've been testing out as well. So there's a more apparent reverb that kind of gives you a little bit more of that immersive aspect to Halo.
Nice.
Yeah. So those are all the updates for the community mods that have been taking place. We're going to go ahead and hop into our community musings. We've got Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday, which they actually have one this week, and Lore Thursday. GT, would you please do the honors?
Sure. For Trivia Tuesday, did you know that Halo Combat Evolved was originally intended to feature jetpacks? The map boarding action was designed with them in mind. Can you imagine playing boarding action with jetpacks? Before being reworked to include teleporters after they were cut.
I did not know that.
Actually, now that I think about it, and I kind of thought about this before, that you were supposed to jump back and forth between the two halves. You know, Spartan, Super Soldier, jump long ways.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Spartan Super Soldier, jump long way. A big brain.
Big smart. Gun, good. Oh.
I feel like it would have been better if they'd have just tried to install, instead of a jetpack on the back, it would be jet thrusters on the forearms. Because then it's like, and you're just forced, like Superman, to fly across the room because you got these jets coming out, and it's just dragging your body, and your legs are dangling behind you, and you're just flying towards your target, and you let it go. Right? Or is that not what the community wanted?
I personally like the idea.
Well, that would definitely keep a player from trying to be an AC-130 or something like that.
Can you imagine if that's all you heard when as soon as it took off was a whoosh and a fading...
Oh my God!
That would be pretty frightening.
I would try and launch off of every tall apparatus just to hear that noise as I was flying through the air to my death into a volcano. We may not die in water, but lava? Yeah, you wait. There we go. Sorry, it's I was going to try liquid. And avoid the exposition. Good, yeah, moving on.
It's still a liquid, so...
It's liquid.
You're probably still
liquids
dead.
And water, or liquids and Spartans just don't get along.
Well, I take that back. You can walk in coolant, as we know from Halo CE.
True.
But just not water.
You can actually submerge in coolant in Halo CE.
Right. Snow is frozen liquid. Oh gosh. All this time we've been walking around snowbound and avalanche. We've been slowly killing ourselves.
When you get knee deep in water, you die.
What happens if you're in Froyo? What happens if you end up in a giant pit of frozen yogurt?
Yogurt.
How does that work out? And do you think that would be harder to get out of as a Spartan as opposed to, say, I don't know, sherbet?
I would think it'd be easier to get out of yogurt than sherbet.
I feel like these are things.
And I just realized I'm thinking about this way too much.
I mean, it's not like we're saying, hey, can you crawl out of a pit of hot dogs if they're chewing over your head? Like, that would also be interestingly awkward.
Would you have to crawl out, or could you just eat your way out?
I mean, it's a helmet. Are you going to take it off? He never took it off for any of the games. Why the hell would he take it off for hot dogs?
He did take it off at the end of Halo CE to reveal that there was another helmet. And Halo 4. Yeah, you're right.
Right. So, unless they're going to literally take him as he's finally undressing after being in that thing for 8 years to throw him into a pit of hot dogs, I feel like that's the worst hazing example ever. It's just a bunch of technicians squirting bottles of mustard and ketchup and mayonnaise and relish all over him as he's sinking. Just nothing but boxers and hot dogs as he's... What do you mean? Why have you forsaken me?
For some of those needing nightmare fluid, there you go. Or nightmare fuel.
Nightmare fuel? Fluid? Dynamics?
Oh. Literally my middle name.
Lore Thursday, what do we got? Headlight fluid and nightmare fluid.
There you go. Headlight
fluid? This episode, nightmare fluid.
ILC3. Nightmare fluid? Oh, that's on A1.
On sale today!
Sorry, go ahead.
The devoted sentries were a crew of Covenant zealots assigned to the fleet of Valiant Prudence, tasked with the recovery of the Forerunner relic. Noble Team faced members of the group several times during their operations on Reach.
Because they were trying to find nightmare fluid to give to the Covenant zealots.
So they could drown Spartans.
That was real puntastic. Yes, it was. Yes. And then Vin Gattuso. I keep saying his name wrong.
Vin Gattuso.
He now is part of Choke Point Games.
Interesting.
Yay!
Yeah, as a 3D artist. So that's cool to see. Way to go, Vin. That's awesome. You make some wonderful content for us to admire, and now we get to see even more content through what you're going to be doing with Sins of the Prophets. So good on you.
Most definitely.
Yes. In addition to this weekend's competitive Halo events that was shared by Uni and the ongoing stuff with Plague Rift Ball, we have a couple of updates from noobcombo.com. We have the Oak Brook Microsoft Store Online Halo 5 2v2. Flash Clan Games Trick Jump Series Tournament number 1. And those are both on the 29th, so that's going to be Friday. Tourney Time Spring Breakout Halo 5 4v4. That's on May 30th. Then we have the LFTG Halo 5 2v2. Tourney Times Arena Cappuccino Halo 5 4v4. And Blue Team Tournaments Halo 2 Classic 2v2, all taking place on Sunday, May 31st. So thanks, noobcombo.com, for the calendar of upcoming events.
Can I
now
ask
a question? It's time to our topics of the week.
Am I allowed to ask a question on one of those events?
Sure.
All right. LFTG.
Yes.
What the hell does that stand for?
Live for the game.
Thank God. I was afraid that it stood for let's f*** this game. Because I'm like, that would be really bad. But, you know, now it's live for the game. I feel a little bit better. So there we go. That's okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what I was thinking, that's why they abbreviated it. Because it was, you know, there was bleepable.
Good right. To clarify. Yeah. Yep. All right. We've got two options before us. We have our community poll for the armor abilities, or we've got the behemoth monster that is Ace of Spades tweet from yesterday. Which one do we want to start with?
Let's go with the shorter one.
Armor abilities.
Alrighty.
Because we actually don't have quite as many responses as we normally do. And there was a whole bunch of responses for Ace's tweet that he put out. That pretty much drowned out the survey. Thanks for that, Ace.
That's Can I be honest?
That you've done that.
Sometimes it's better just not to say anything at all if you have only negative things to say.
This is Ace.
Maybe
we're talking
we just
about.
Need to let Ace come up with this stuff.
I'm inviting DJ on. I'm being replaced because I don't know old timey references, and I'm being replaced by Ace because he comes up with better Twitter jokes than I do.
Hey, just because I remember when the Ice Age actually happened, may have tried a resurgence until it realized it accidentally sunk the Titanic, doesn't necessarily mean that I'm old-timey. My first pet was a Triceratops. Just saying.
Now, I remember when dirt was a new thing now.
Right? That was the greatest toy ever. You could eat it, play with it, stack it, build it into small people, kick it into dust. It was amazing. You felt like a monster. Molehill. All of these people in chat are like, what the hell is a mole? What country town did you grow up in?
Coming right here. Okay. So for our community poll this week, we decided to do armor abilities thanks to recommendations from the live stream chat last week. So it was not necessarily our idea, but the community idea. So don't blame me. We have got quite a few armor abilities that I didn't know were actually armor abilities from like Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike, but we have Active Camouflage, Armor Lock, Drop Shield, Evade, Hologram, Jetpack, Sprint, Auto Sentry, Hard Light Shield, Promethean Vision, Regeneration Field, Thruster Pack, Seeker Drone, Stun Blast, Overshield, Repel, Teleport, Airstrike, Bubble Shield, Proximity Mine, and Shock Chain.
Shock Chain, tell me more about that.
I don't know because I actually haven't used that because it's in Spartan Strike and I have yet to play Spartan Strike.
I feel like that is one hell of an amazing opportunity there. A Shock Chain. It's like Auto Sentry because it is a little buddy that's with you and it's like hard light. Oh, wow. I like it. Eric, you'd be with the shout out for that description. Yeah, I would personally go for Auto Sentry, but Shock Chain sounds much more fun and violent, visceral, more derogatory.
It's like a little buddy. So. Like, you're talking about the Shock Chain, Eric Kibu, or something else? Or are you talking about Secret Drone? He's probably talking about Secret.
Auto Sentry. Oh, I thought you.
He's talking about Secret Drone, probably.
Oh, I thought you said it's like.
No, he said misunderstood. Auto Sentry.
Reading is hard.
All right.
I agree with Eric Kibu. Auto Sentry.
Okay. I don't know if he responded, but yeah, we'll take that. So anyone in the Mixer chat, if you did not respond to the post on Twitter, Facebook, or Discord, feel free to go ahead and drop your responses in the chat and we'll read them off. Eric Kibu said Auto Sentry and Noctix or Noztix also said Auto Sentry. And T-Bone's going to say Auto Sentry. So we've got four for Auto Sentry, including DJ. Going over to Discord first, we have Bobby. He says his most useful favorite one is Promethean Vision. And then Pentalos says Auto Sentry. Gosh, that's going to be a lot for Auto Sentry. Confal says Hologram. Skyrim Halo says for him it's going to be the Hard Light Shield. What are you talking about, Ace? The Forward Shield? Hard Light Shield? Is that what you're referencing? Yeah, okay.
Oh!
Yeah, that.
Let's see. The unsung hero. He says, I belong to the cancer that is Armorlock.
I was going to answer that question so worse than you guys did, and I'm really glad you took ownership of that one.
That's just what he posted in there, so can't count how many times I've pulled the suicide run, then stick them with a plasma grenade, followed by locking down, watching them freak for a second and a half. Makes always for a good laugh. Everyone knows we're avoiding the trigger topic. Sprint. I'm all the best AA, the one who's still not drinking. I thought that was the DD.
What? Oh, well, that's also, yeah, there we go. Sing Dog was in the house. What up, buddy?
Misa Red says sprint for her, but she does like using the auto sentry a lot as well.
Yeah, I know that I need help in distracting people. That's why I'm always auto sentry positive on that. Just like, hey, throw it over here and then run away. Let them shoot at that and then I'll come and clock them. Plus, auto sentry always hits the target. Doesn't miss.
Auto sentry's so helpful on Legendary.
Oh, God, yeah.
So helpful on Legendary.
It's your best campaign. Friend.
Yeah, like, seriously. And then wrapping it up with Fuchs on Discord, he's going to say Promethean Vision as well, with auto sentry kind of being a close second for him. No responses on Facebook for this week, so we are heading on over to Twitter. Actually, I forgot to check to see if folks actually responded to Instagram, because I've actually started posting them on Instagram. Actually trying to use that account now. Go figure. We've got no responses on Instagram, but we got some likes. So that's good. We have an Instagram if people are interested in checking that out. Over to Twitter. First one over here is going to be from Frizzled. He says for him, evade. First one for evade. There you go. Next one from A Star. he threw in a custom one, I guess, kind of like an armor lock-ish icon. It's someone hunched over, like in the fetal position, but has the armor lock outline. I don't know where he got this from, but I'll take armor lock on that one.
Oh my God, I know what's happening in that picture.
I don't. You had to go there, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
You had.
He's the one who posted it.
Yeah. If people want to go figure out what we're talking about, go find the responses on Twitter. Yeah. Xbox
from Reddit.
Terazama, he says hologram for him. Sean Tracy or Shoddy Flow, he's going to say if they were to bring back any armor ability, he'd want them to bring back the drop shield. Especially useful for modes like Warzone and useful against heavy weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad point.
Yeah, actually. So I think the real key there is you've got to know how to use it properly, and the timing is absolutely essential, or you will get screwed so fast, it's not even funny. And I'm really not so great with all those timings.
Yep. It's always funny, too, when you pop a bubble shield in Halo 3, and while the shield's not all the way out yet, the bubble effect is there, so someone will throw a grenade and stick themselves, or...
Yeah.
Throw a grenade and stick themselves because their teammate threw out the bubble shield and they didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
And they suicide. Drop shield, yes.
My favorite thing drop shield is to run through the bubble shield and drop a grenade while the guy's standing there holding the ball.
Yeah! Here you go, bud, bye!
Yep.
Thanks, love you, made it!
Yes, Ace, the drop shield is the front-facing Covenant deployable shield. Overreacting, she says, going to be armor lock for her. Halo Fan for Life is going to say jetpack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ryuji Gunblade. I'm probably butchering that, but that's my closest attempt. He's going to say, or he or she is going to say jetpack. Striker P28 is going to say either active camouflage, drop shield, or evade. They all have their uses. DJ Jub 47 is going to say evade. And that's all we got.
Nice.
Not a lot of responses this week. DJ, you said auto sentry for you. GT, what about you?
Oh, I was going to be the controversial one and say sprint.
There were a couple other sprints in there.
No, there was one
sprint. Sprint shouldn't be an armor add-on. It needs to be a permanent thing the players can do. There we go.
Yeah, sprint's pretty much permanent at this point.
Yeah.
For me, I'm probably going to say jetpack.
You likes it to fly.
I do like to fly. I want to fly.
Now, of those, which is the most annoying? Oh, maybe that's what should have been the question.
Halo fans on Twitter, that is, that yeah.
Moving on. Moving on. So we've got, what is the most powerful non-ship-based planet killer weapon in the universe? Wrong answers only. Yes, Nos ticks.
There we go.
Here's the jetpack. Yes, Ace, your monster. Your monstrosity. Oh yeah, we forgot to recap. Thanks, Eric. Autos entry was the top pick for that poll this week.
Nice!
Yeah. By a pretty large margin.
Uh-huh. For as few responses as we got, it was a pretty high mark. Okay. So,
here we go.
This tweet has 60 responses on Twitter.
Jesus Lord. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Well, we're going to be here for an hour. Here we go.
So, I'll start off with the person that posted this tweet. He posted a picture of the soccer ball. And I'm just going to go through some of the highlights. I'm not going to go through every single one, unless people want me to go through every single one, but just going to kind of hit some of the highlights and the funny ones. What do you mean? I know you posted it, Ace. You admitted it to it. You
Admitted it?
Yes, you admitted it.
I feel like that's a legitimate word.
Oh. Yes, we know it's your fault. Oh.
The display name of this person is the entirety of the long-range strategic strike group, or Kilo X District on Twitter, has a picture of the
cone.
Traffic cone. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yep, traffic cone's good.
And anytime you try and squeeze a planet through a traffic cone, you're never going to end up with a good result.
Doesn't seem physically possible.
Big traffic cone.
It's a big traffic cone. Or very
big traffic cones for big unicorns.
Tiny detour halos.
Planet the size of a golf ball.
And I said Cortana, and I put too soon.
Wow.
Wow.
Non-ship based. And yeah.
My second favorite's forklift.
There were a couple that put forklift.
Mm.
Halo Cannon said Locke's knife.
I mean, yeah, he does tend to always use that a lot, doesn't he?
Podcast Evolved said hubris.
Hubris is definitely one of those. Sometimes I like a little more intel with my intel.
Yep. This one I thought was funny. This is from Testauriel. I think that's how you say it. Halo reaches grid in forge mode.
Yeah, I can see why that's definitely a planet killer.
DJ had a sudden look of despair on his face. When
it's like, God, please don't take me back there. Please.
No planet killing dust. What do you mean? That was the freaking question. Non-ship based planet killer.
Oh, God. The Mad Didact said, cutters, and this is how posts.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we got a couple forklifts one in here. Someone said Chips Dubbo. Actually, a couple people said Chips Dubbo. Someone said his accent, and someone just said
Chips the Dubbo.
Chips the Dubbo.
They said Chips Dubbo is what they put it in. A couple of people put it that way.
Spelling is hard.
And that's Tim the Dubbo. It's Chips Dubbo.
I know. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I should add one to this. I'm responding right now.
Sure. Killed by KGB. Oh, he says, two sticks and a rock.
And we had to share the rock.
Mm-hmm. Patman Gaming says the focus rifle. I am Mr. Mayhem. Shout out to HGS Pro Talk. He said sprint.
Well, you know where you can put that comment. Oh. I say tank. Because tank beats everything.
That's a good one.
Here's a planet killer. Sword lines and all their ilk.
Oh.
Please get onto the planet so that I can blow it up.
Ooh.
For the love of God.
That's good. That's good.
XP manipulators. Please find your way onto the planet surface.
We're doing something special just for DJ.
Uh-oh. And what's that? Sword lines?
Maybe. Maybe not.
I will bring a scorpion, I swear to God.
You will mod the scorpion into the game and blow everybody up in those sword lines.
I will personally walk in there with a gravity hammer, and I will have the I will have the scarab gun mod on.
And I will have my vengeance.
There you go.
Can you imagine scarab gun hammers?
Oh my gosh. Geez.
Like, I don't think there is much more that could be absurdly destructive with no particular purpose whatsoever aside from that.
Now the thing is like the whole gravity bubble, is that the scarab gun? So it's basically a ball of scarab gun beams that emanates out?
Oh yeah. It's like a reverse Fortnite. It's a reverse Fortnite storm. It's just every time we hit it, everybody dies, respawn.
Okay.
That's the most inefficient team ever. You swing
a hammer and a kill ball.
Ace, this appears. Is your fault.
Right, it's a kill ball. You did this, Ace of Spades card.
This is your fault, Ace. This is your fault.
Yeah. You started it. We're just finishing it.
Exactly.
And you know how I like finishing things.
Alan _ of on Twitter, he says heresy. There's some good Halo puns in here. King _ Grunt says Didax Force Grip.
Can I do the one from Big Dog Mills?
Sure. I don't think we've read it yet.
Big Dog Mills said Halsey's severed arm.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Let's see. What's some other good ones in here? Hank One's Dank sword canceling.
There we go.
Spartan _ Liam, my Ungoy army.
I like that answer. It sounds fun.
Shout out to the Yappening happening now. Oh, this one's good. Spartan Arikusu says water.
Yep, that will that'll kill all the Spartans.
Just one drop is enough.
Or, oh no, my god, there's a tidal wave. Destroy
an entire Spartan army. let's see. Master Chief's bare hands. Oh, you said wrong answers only.
Wow, well what if he had the hands of a bear? Just nothing but fur and cloths.
How would they fit in those gloves?
Well, that's the key, isn't it? Like, how do they fit in those gloves? That's what's so shocking. The planet explodes. Everybody's mind is blown. How did that fit inside those gloves?
That would be,
Chief
yeah.
Hungry.
Mind-blowing. Let's see. Fusion Coil from Obanium. Sorry. And someone said Armor Lock. Johnson's Death.
That's an unfortunate scenario. We don't like talking about that.
That hurts. Someone said the flood. That's kind of, yeah, that's more literal, but sure. Yep.
The CE Magnum.
Yep.
Practical.
Yep. I think I've gone through most of the jokey ones. I think there's just kind of like some of the serious ones left.
Turian Soldier says a violently spinning forge mode platform.
The grid.
Yeah.
Also, I just see it spinning in circles.
The grid, yeah.
Distant Tide said Moa armed and dangerous.
Oh, I hadn't seen that one yet.
It does say wrong answers only.
Moa armed and dangerous. I think those are pretty much most of the big ones.
A lot of good responses.
Yep. What's the favorite, or what would your responses be? Oh, DJ said his, what'd you say?
Oh, I have one more.
Yeah, you said your, other than your hairline, I'm guessing you have another one, right?
I do have one more that I would say would be Master Chief showing up at the end of the credits saying, live long and may the force be ever in your favor.
Oh, come on. You can squeeze some more in there.
I really don't speak My Little Pony. Otherwise, I'd throw something else in there. But it sounds something like Winnie Winnie Nay Nay.
I sincerely apologize for giving Twitter so much engagement.
Well, I hope you've learned your lesson, Ace. God! Friendship is magic. Yes?
Yes, it is!
Oh, geez. Okay, so what was your additional answer, DJ?
The official answer was just sword lines.
Okay. GT?
Oh, I was going to say the cone, but somebody else beat me to it.
Okay. Very nice. So that is Aces Mayhem, our new segment on the show. So stay tuned next week to see what mayhem and madness Ace causes for us on next week's episode.
See how he overshadows our next poll.
Right?
I feel like we just need to give Ace an opportunity to throw a couple things in chat and just let me go off on it. And we can just take the story down a dark direction. Be absurd.
Yep. Ace, I know what you're capable of, and sometimes it scares me. Next week, I'm not quite sure what we're going to be doing yet. We'll try to get an interview set up. I think I'm going to push back the book thing a week because I was planning to do a lot of reading on Monday since it was a holiday, and that did not happen. So behind where my goal was, so we're going to push the book podcast back to at least the 11th of June, if not the 18th, depending on how interviews line up. So be ready to talk about Battleborn then. You can find the podcast over on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for PodTackler and you'll find us. And you can check our live streams. We are on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, streaming on Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific. That is going to be 1:30 a.m. GMT. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but that's 2:30 Australian Eastern and 12:30 Australian Western.
Ish, PM. Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then on Fridays, we have our Fragment Fridays hosted by GT. That takes place also at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out the Discord for the community poll on which game you would like us to play. The options are Halo 5 and MCC on Xbox and MCC on PC. Speaking of which, you can check out our Discord, Spartan Company, and Xbox Club to interact with the community. PodTackler.com/Discord is where the main happenings are in the community, so head on over there and check it out. Also, I forgot to mention, Achieving Halo Streams will be returning this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That is going to be on MCC. We are chipping away at some of those achievements. Might be continuing to get my Halo Reach Legendary run solo done, but we do have a couple of achievements where we can get some other people in. So if you're looking for achievements or would like to help us get achievements, then come on over 10 p.m. Eastern on Sundays and join in the fun. You can listen to our podcast on many different podcasting services. We are pretty much on all of them. If there is not one that you cannot find us on, please let us know and we will do our best to get the podcast into that podcast service. But you can find us on places like iTunes, Spotify, Google, and TuneIn, which is Amazon's podcast services. You can support the community through Patreon. We have a Patreon page with a couple of perks out there, being able to access things like show notes, VODs, topic suggestions, which a topic suggestion post will be going out to the couple of patrons that are currently there. And want to give a shout out to the folks that are currently over there. We have Confal2 and Laburcus supporting us. So thank you for your Patreon support. You can also support the podcast through Amazon. Like we mentioned earlier, the Art of Infinite book you will be able to find through a PodTackler affiliate link by going to podtackler.com/infiniteartbook. You can also do regular purchases through Amazon. So once you fill up your cart, head on over to podtackler.com/Amazon. And then we get a small bit of the purchase back to our favor with no additional cost to you. It's a little way to help out the community through your normal everyday purchases that I'm sure you're doing during this time of isolation at home. And then finally, if you would like to donate to the podcast directly, monetarily, we have a PayPal that you can donate to us through if you want to do a one-time payment. You can head on over to podtackler.com/donate. And then finally, make sure you check out the Halo Hub Discord server. It is a Discord server for content creators and curators alike. So if you like to share community content, or if you are a community content creator yourself and want to share your creation, then head on over there. And then also check out the official Halo Discord, discord.gg/Halo, to meet up with all the other Halo fans out there. Certainly, the Halo community is growing because of MCC releasing on PC. And it is going to be a surge when Halo 3 comes.
Completely agreed.
It's going to be crazy when Halo 3 drops on PC. And to wrap up the show, we do this every once in a while. Figured it'd be time to do this again. We're going to go ahead and start with DJ. Plug your personal accounts, social media, streaming. Where can people find you throughout the week?
You can find out about my streaming schedule and what's coming up next by following me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DJBluePDX, or tune in directly to Mixer.com/DJBluePDX starting every day at 12 noon, except Thursdays. And you can find me here starting at 5:30.
Very nice. GT.
You can find me on Twitter at Godzilla Todd. You can find me on Xbox at Godzilla Space T and on Mixer at Godzilla Todd. I do plan on to start streaming again once my new work schedule actually settles out and I figure out what hours I'm going to be working. Right That'd now, be nice they haven't been, they haven't been real consistent. That's why I haven't been able to be streaming, but looking to get back into maybe streaming some Halo 2 PC soon, hopefully. So I look forward to seeing you all there.
Very nice. And then for me, you can find me pretty much in most places at Duststorm. That is my gamer tag with spaces between Dust and Storm. And then Duststorm on Twitter and Twitch and Mixer. Facebook, unfortunately, is Duststorm117. And Instagram is Duststorm Pettigrew. I think that covers most of the bases. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We got quite a few viewers tonight on our live stream. Appreciate everyone staying on board for us or with us for a while. We hope to see you here next week. Same time, same place, and hope to catch you tomorrow for Fraggin' Friday. If not, then keep on fragging them trucks.